Friends, grace to you and peace from God, who is our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ, our Messiah. Amen. Memorial Day weekend is a special weekend, a very special weekend in my life and in the life of our family. You see, it was 13 years ago this weekend that I was fortunate enough to get this beautiful woman to marry me, to be my wife. And you guys have no idea what a coup that was. See, we met on a trip to Israel and Egypt. I fell in love with her almost immediately. She almost remembered my name. We dated for on and off there for a while, as a matter of fact. But I was always against the odds, it seemed. As a matter of fact, one time, I asked her, do I have a 25% chance that we'll end up together? No, she said, it's a 2% chance. Well, I don't mind long odds. And as fate would have it, here we are. Well, when I left seminary and started my first call in Cincinnati, Ohio, that was one of our in-between times. We had broken up. But I vividly remember driving in the car, and I was listening to a lot of country music at the time. And there was a song by Tim McGraw. Anybody know who Tim McGraw is? Ladies, yeah. Know who Tim McGraw is? Well, Tim has a song called Everywhere. And it's a beautiful song. And it's a song of a couple that had broken up, him to follow his dreams and her to follow hers. But how he talks about how throughout his life he sees her everywhere, whether he's in Albuquerque waiting out a blizzard, or whether he's on in Carolina walking on the beaches, or wherever it is. Picking peaches down in Georgia, wherever he is, wherever he goes, he says, I see you everywhere. And I remember driving one time, and it talks about seeing her beyond the headlights and acknowledging that. And I just remember thinking about Heidi at that time, because I was like, gosh, she's everywhere. You know, she's in my head, and she's everywhere, but she's there. And after that, you know, I called her, and here we are, 13 years later, three beautiful kids and now working together. Wow. God and me took those 2% odds and made it blessed. But that idea of wherever I was during that time or when we were apart, that Heidi was kind of with me in spirit, reminds me that we all have moments like that in our own lives. Now, think about it. When I say to you, think about someone who's with you in spirit. What do you think of? You think of friends maybe that live far away? You think of a family member who perhaps lives down the street or isn't able to be with you all the time? Certainly on Memorial Day, we may consider those people who were with us in spirit as they are off somewhere, perhaps serving our country or perhaps lost their life for our country. We think of loved ones who have passed on, or when we think of just any experience, a vital relationship, when someone's with us in spirit, it means that they are everywhere. It's that they're with us, that there's somebody we consider dear and hope and whole. Well, Pentecost, indeed, friends, is about our God being with us, but not just in spirit. As I shared with the kids, Jesus gives His Spirit to us. The Father and the Son give their Spirit to us so that we might experience Him. But what's so powerful is that when we say somebody's with us in spirit, they're not there physically. They're not there. They're there in our memory. They're there in our spirit. But see, that's where it's different with Jesus. Yeah, Jesus is probably not walking in here physically, but you know what? Yes, He kind of does. Because who is now the body of Christ? Charlie was, among others. Yeah, you see, the body of Christ Jesus walked in today, Greg, when you came in. Indeed. Jesus walks in here in the body of Christ of the believers, the people who are with each other, not just in spirit, but in love and grace and service and hope and promise. You see, Jesus is here in you. But that's not all. You see, Jesus is also here in this, in the living Word of God. The real presence of Jesus here in these words as we read this. We say that the way Lutherans read the Bible, we don't read it to be a historical book or a science book and anything like that. We read it to have a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ who is risen from the dead. So Jesus is here with us here in these words, whether we're reading of dim bones, as Pam said, as dim dry bones in the Old Testament, or we're reading about the story of Pentecost in Acts. Jesus is present here. And Jesus is present here. In the real presence of wine and bread. It's so interesting. Today is confirmation, and our kids have had to learn the catechism, and all you that have gone through catechism before have learned Lutheran theology. And it's that the most powerful thing we say about that bread and wine is that's not just a memory. Jesus isn't there with us just in spirit. Jesus is there with us really. It's bread and it's wine. But in some way, some mystical way, because Jesus said so, He's there with us. So, the gift of the Holy Spirit promises His presence in you, in Word, in bread and wine, in the gathering of the body of Christ. And it is a healing gift. A gift for you and for me and for this world that can change lives. In the devotion that we had for this week at Bethel, I said that Pentecost is about, and the Holy Spirit is simply about changing lives. That when the Holy Spirit shows up, lives change. Your life changes. My life changes. And this world changes. Indeed, the gift of the Holy Spirit given to you in your baptism, shared with you again and again as you read the Word, given to you and nourishing you in the body and blood of the sacrament, and experienced communally in the gathering that we have, is indeed a great gift, the greatest. And perhaps that's why it's so special that today is the birthday of the church. Because what happens on birthdays? You get gifts. And you have been given the greatest gift. The gift of Jesus' Spirit. In you, with you, under you, around you, so that you might experience His hope and His grace. In Jesus' name, amen.